Some in London say the oil industry has brought them good times, too. In fact, they're especially pleased with, of all companies, BP. Tonight, the Museum Tate Britain is hosting a party to celebrate 20 years of BP's support for its permanent collection of British art. But in the wake of the oil disaster, some are questioning Tate's move, including up to 200 artists who've signed a letter attacking the museum. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
Under cloudless skies, they gathered, painters and patrons, sculptors and high society men and women, and of course, the honored guests. A summer party meant to celebrate BP's two-decade-long support of the gallery, a change of pace for harried and sometimes hated BP executives. On the street outside the entrance, though, there was a rough reminder of BP's besmirched reputation.
What do we want?
Liberate Tate!
When do we want it?
Now!
Demonstrators gathered to urge the Tate Britain to rid itself of BP's patronage. Earlier in the day, 171 artists signed a letter attacking the gallery for taking the corporation's money. But BP still has lots of other friends in the cultural community. For years, its underwritten events and exhibitions at the Tate, the Royal Opera House, the British Museum, and the National Portrait Gallery. The former chairman of the Arts Council England, Sir Christopher Frayling, doesn't believe BP has been trying to buy itself a better reputation, but Frayling says Wiley Arts fundraisers do cozy up to corporations facing public relations problems.
If someone's got an image problem, they're pretty good for tickling for sponsorship. They've got some ground to make up. It's known as corporate imaging. It's not advertising. It's a form of sort of soft publicity.
But Charlie Chronicle Greenpeace says BP is getting a great deal for the roughly $2.2 million it gives annually to the arts across London.
What they get is direct access to decision makers, cultural elites, and a lot of very positive publicity for activities that in no way compensate for the serious damage they cause around the rest of the world. It's a fantastic smokescreen to hide behind when they're being criticized for the real problems with their core business.
It's not as if cultural institutions don't have any standards. Sir Christopher Frayling points to one example. They don't accept contributions from tobacco companies. But with many expecting the British government to slice arts funding as part of the austerity program it unveiled in the recent emergency budget, Frayling wants the critics to back off.
Now is not the time to get particularly squeamish about sponsorship. Just when we heard last week that there are liable to be 25% cuts, which I can't imagine how are going to happen in the arts, if you take away that kind of corporate sponsorship, and my God, it's difficult to get at the moment, if you take that away, it would actually decimate the arts in some respect.
BP isn't the only oil company sharing its corporate largesse with the arts in the UK. Mobil and Shell both support theatre, film and other projects in London. Corporate donations account for a third of the budget for arts organizations, making it difficult to say no to a company like BP, even when critics say it damages the integrity of the arts. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.